Hey. Hey, hey. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, oh. Come on now, gather around, glad you could join us. Spreading some love to start your morning. No shame in my game, I just wanna praise his name. Living free but not in vain. Where would I be without his grace? Glad he chose my life to save. My life to save.
It's your girl Athena Stewart. I'm super excited to be launching this series. I'm gonna do my introduction. So I just wanna welcome Life Unapologetic with Athena. This is my very first podcast episode where I'm live at a destination. And we are super excited about the podcast. Life Unapologetic with Athena podcast is where we discuss knowing God on a deeper, authentic level while living unapologetically unashamed, moving past the fear of rejection that may have stunted our growth towards true identity. And we try to move away from comparison. So I'm super excited to be launching this live podcast episode from San Francisco Golden Gate Bridge. Also recording on Life Unapologetic with Athena YouTube channel. Check out, it's listed under Athena Stewart. If you want a visual, go ahead and check out. But we are super excited to be back with another episode. I'm fighting for cities. We're jumping into you guys doing story time for quite a while. And so we choose different that we read, and we allow God to come into the conversation. And it's just been a really good time. And so one of the things that I'm moving into in this next season of my life is really just getting back to basics. And so I wanted to incorporate my journey and my process of getting back to that quiet secret space, kind of canceling out all of the noise, all of the different things that I've faced over the beginning and to the middle of this year, and kind of just recalibrating. And so I'm super excited to be kicking off. This is the Destination Series. I'm kicking it off here in San Francisco. I'm live at the destination at the Golden Gate Bridge. How many people get that picture behind me? How many people are able to just pull up and get that picture behind me? It is a really beautiful day. It's super sunny. What is it, about 73 degrees, Mom? It's super warm. We got the sun. I have the Golden Bridge to my right. I have the ocean to my left. And it is just amazing to see what God has created and be in and a part of it. But let's talk about this, y'all. Let's talk about this, because if you've been following me on what you have been hearing me say, or even on the podcast, Life Unapologetic with Athena, you have been hearing me say that I'm moving into a new season, and I'm super excited. And I hadn't really given a lot of detail of what that looked like, but that I was bringing the podcast and wisdom and my YouTube platform on this journey. And so we moved here to San Francisco about 9 years ago. And in that 9 years, we have really grown. We have really experienced life in here in San Francisco in this space. And it's been an awesome opportunity for growth and different life experiences. And God has opened the door, and we are moving on Facebook, here on YouTube. You should see the post there, Life the Podcast, Quiet Time with God Theories in. Yes, we are moving over to Hawaii, and so is the podcast. And so next week, the 18th, I'll be the first episode here in Hawaii. The destination will be Hawaii. Hawaii will be my backdrop, and we just continue the conversation. But because I started here in San Francisco, my podcast started here in San Francisco, my influencing platform San Francisco, I thought it would only be right to pay homage to San Francisco, who birthed so much of my ministry, right? And so I wanted to kick off introduction to this series. I want to do quick announcements before I jump in to the conversation that we're going to open up. I want to do some quick announcements, and then I'm going to open us up in what we're going to be discussing. But I want to shout out the Spiritual Growth Academy. If you know me and if you follow me, the Spiritual Growth Academy has been my baby. It's been my labor of love. It has been my ministry. It is a platform that I have been blessed to build that brings like-minded individuals together who are seeking to grow spiritually and advance in their unique assignment. We all have an assignment, and sometimes we don't have the tools, we don't have the insight, we don't have the clarity. And so the different courses that are in the Spiritual Growth Academy are really geared to helping us get to those next steps of whatever part of our journey that we are in. So I just want to shout out Spiritual Growth Academy. And use it as a call to action that if you feel like you're stuck, if you feel like you're stunted in your growth, God affecting your life choices, that is affecting your life growth, affecting your maturation or maturing, definitely check out the Spiritual Growth Academy. Believe it or not, there are a series of courses opened up to you now for just $5 a month. Okay, listen, it started $19.99, it went up to $49.99. And I really have been feeling God say, open it up for $5 a month. And so it's open for $5 a month. And once you get into the platform, you will see all of the things that you get for $5. You're robbing me. You're robbing me, but it's okay. I'm good, because for me, it's not about the money. So check out the Spiritual Growth Academy. I also want to shout out my very first ebook, 1 Hour Quiet Time with God. It is for purchase. I believe it's $9.99, something to that effect. But the 1 Hour Quiet Time with God ebook was my first ebook that I created. And I really put my process of learning how to get in a space with God to really grow, to really mature in the spiritual things, to really hone in on hearing God and knowing God for myself. And in retrospect, or directly or indirectly, as I went through that process, I learned my identity. I learned about myself. So check out 1 Hour Quiet Time with God ebook. Go to my Instagram bio, and the link is there. You can also go to solo.to/Athena. That's A-T-H-Y-N-A. It'll give you all of the links. Okay, y'all, we are done with the announcements. We are done with the housekeeping. I wanted to open this conversation to allow us to take a step back to basics with God. The whole point of this story time, Quiet Time with God series, or destination series, starting here in San Francisco at the Golden Gate Bridge, but moving over to home, is to really spark a conversation to take us back to basics. You know, one of the things that I have experienced and learned over the years of going to church and really trying to find my way, find my path, is there were a lot of different things missing. I think this is so cool, y'all. I'm here with the Golden Gate Bridge behind me, and like covering the bridge a little bit, which is so, because you can't make this backdrop up. You really keep this backdrop up. And so I'm super, but I wanted to spark this conversation here in San Francisco, where it all started for me, back to basics, so that we could explore what true intimacy with God is without fear, without condemnation, without shame or rejection that has sometimes come from different bouts of religion, right? And so there was a point where I really questioned whether or not I knew God for myself. I really questioned whether or not the experiences that I was having, were they enough to stay as I was my journey with God? And the fact that I had those questions really helped me to see that there was more deeper work that I needed to do in the area of relationship, in the area of intimacy with God. And I really didn't have the tools. I didn't have the language, and I didn't really have the insight on how to do that. And so I began to go through my own individual process to explore what would that look like? Would it true intimacy with God look like? What did really knowing God for myself like? What did the language of that look like? What is the process of that? What did the process of look like? And so I had went through some really difficult stuff here that was all centered and surrounded by rejection. And it was a hard blow that really made me realize that you have to know God for yourself, and you have to be rooted and grounded in that relationship with Him, that no matter what comes, no matter how hard or how difficult, no matter how high or even how low you may get or you may walk through in a particular season or circumstance or situation, that you always know how to recalibrate. You always have a path back to your center. You always have a path to that thing that roots you in your faith, in your belief, in your ideology, and that emotions, right, that are very fickle, or situations that are very fickle, do not get you off track. And so this story time book that we're going to be going into, I'm super excited about this, y'all. It's by one of my favorite pastors. His name is Dr. Charles Stanley, and he wrote this amazing titled In Step with God. And the sub is Under Way and Plan Your Life. We hear people talk about understanding your purpose, understanding why you're here with God, why you're here to do with God or through God or in God, however you want to phrase it, whatever that looks like for you, whether it's a higher purpose or it's a bigger picture or it's a vision, right? We all are on this quest to fill this void of being relevant, right? Of being accomplished, of feeling that we are fulfilling something bigger than ourselves, bigger than the negatives, right, in our lives. And so I'm really excited about this particular destination story time In Step with God, because we're really going to talk about understanding God's ways, right, understanding His plans. Because here's what I've learned, journey of trying to really secure in my identity, okay? I think for everybody, every human being on this earth, we walk through a process of trying to fully understand who we are. We walk through a process of truly trying to be secure in our identity. And that can look very different in every different season of our lives. Your life can look different in frames of your career. It can look different in frames of your belief system, your ideology. Identity is such a broad spectrum of finding out who you are. And one thing I've learned in my relationship with God is that the more that I've learned about God through relationship and through intimacy, the more that I'm able to learn about myself, then I'm able to do the assignments that I partner with God on. And so I was really just praying about a comeback, right? Bringing my podcast back, just coming back on these social media outlets, because I really took a break, and I am not sad about it. I really took a break from social media, and I realized how much I did not need to be in the space of social media. For the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit really has been dealing with me that even though unplugging is healthy and it is necessary, we should never get to a point of unplugging that we lose our voice. We should never get to a point where we allow situations or circumstances, whether that be through people, whether that be through life circumstance, whether that be through a job issue, whatever that looks like, we should never allow us off of our alignment and to silence our voice. And so I'm super excited to be back, not silencing my voice, fully understanding who I am, and where I'm headed. I'm excited about this new season of my life. But I wanted to start with the introduction of this book, because it's just phenomenal, you guys. I've just to ingest it for myself. And every time I read into this particular book, the Holy Spirit just gets so much more in-depth clarity as it relates to me, the things that I'm reading as it relates to me through scripture. And I feel like I'm going on this amazing journey. I also have a prophetic word release before I get off, because as I study this, and I I was prepared to the bridge. There were numbers. If you follow, you talk. So I'm excited about the prophetic word that I'm going to release before I get out of here. Again, welcome everybody who's jumping on to any of the live streams. You are watching a live broadcast of my podcast, Life Unapologetic with Athena. It is on every platform that you may use, whether that's Spotify, whether that's podcast. Go check it out. Like, share, all of that good stuff. But I want to jump into this introduction because what I've learned through my life circumstances is that knowing God and incorporated in my circumstance or my situation, whether it be good, whether it be bad, is just an answer of getting what it for me to be more understand God's ways and not just good decisions, right? Or clarity, but so that I can know him, right? I think in life really by aren't sustainable. And when you begin to realize that the things that you've done in your life just to get by aren't sustainable, it cracks me up how people are like, what are they doing, right? They want to be all up in the business. They should come sit down to story time, right? When the things that you have constantly done day in and day out, or should we say season to season, as you begin to see that while it may have benefited you to operate in a certain way, and talking about when it comes to your relationship with God, where those mediocre interactions, right, or those just enough interactions aren't for where you desire to go, even if you don't have the language or you don't have the full clarity, understanding, you hunger to go, right? That there has to be more, and that more has to start from our surrender. It has to start with our desire to know God for the more. Moses prayed, and it's in this book, but I love the story of Moses, and I love the story of the real storyline of intimacy with God. Daniel, okay, let's listen. Daniel is my way. Like, read about Daniel, a government official, right? He moved in the prophetic in his governmental position, and he was so dope that even though they didn't like him, they called on him because he could always tap into wisdom and get the answer. He could always tap into the Spirit of God and get the answer. And so even though they didn't like him, they had to like him because he had the answers through God. Moses prayed, "If I have found favor in your sight, let me know your ways that I may know you so that I might find favor in your sight." Exodus 33, verse 10. Now, when I saw the numbers 33, verse 13, Holy Spirit spoke to me and had me look up the building of the number 3 and then the sequences of 333. I've been seeing numbers in threes, and I've really been going after the language of those numbers from God. And it has been a fun journey, almost like a treasure hunt with God. But here we see Moses asking God for favor, asking God for a deeper relationship with in reading this passage, if you go to Exodus 33:13, you notice that Moses asked God for favor twice. I thank God for favor because you often hear favor isn't fair. But God loves us so much that favor is a huge indicator that God is present in your season and in your situation. Listen, Moses wanted to understand the way God worked so that he could know him better. Now, if you've read the story of Moses, you know that Moses was adopted into a rich, high official family in Egypt, right? If we talk about it in times of this, he was basically he was born into the White House, right? And he was adopted by the First Lady, or was it the daughter of what would have been the president in Egypt? And Moses knew that there was something about him that was different. And as he learned and explored his identity, it took him down some bad decisions, right? And those bad decisions took him into some wilderness places in his life. And being in those wilderness places in his life, he was able to just explore himself, explore his identity, explore his heritage. But then God called on him, right? And as God began to call on Moses, Moses began to obey God and do the things that God called him to do because of his honor for God. But it got to a point where doing what he was instructed to do wasn't enough for Moses. And if you read the story, you begin to see that Moses wanted to know God. He wanted a deeper level. He wanted a deeper interaction with God. Let me stay on point because I don't want to be on here over an hour. So let me keep reading. Okay. So Moses wasn't satisfied with just knowing a little about God, right? He wanted to understand the way God worked so that he could know him better. Moses understood that this could be a reality. A lot of time we are new in our walk with God, or when we come up against something very difficult in life, we begin to question whether we know God. Some of us start out on ventures or the vision, right? And we hit bumps in the road, or we hit pockets of people in the road, and it begins to sway our mindset, our ideology, and our belief system on whether or not we heard God right, whether or not we can hear the voice of God, or whether or not that's. And here we see Moses wanting to understand God. He wanted to understand God, and he used his faith and believed that it would be a reality. It goes on to say that the Lord had spoken to him at the burning bush, but he also had made his presence known on so many other occasions. He revealed power and ability to save the people of God by crossing the Red Sea. Right. Yet these two events of the burning bush and crossing the Red Sea weren't enough. Right. Even though God's power was revealed, yet it wasn't enough for Moses. He wanted to know God on an intimate level, something much deeper than just realizing that God existed. Moses's quest was to know the Lord and to be led into deeper levels of understanding and of focus in God. And I tell my testimony all the time in 2018, how I found myself in worship and really feeling like I wasn't having an experience like everyone around me seemed to have had. And that wasn't okay. I found myself in a where just showing up to church and doing the right thing wasn't fulfilling. I found myself still feeling like there was something missing. And it was my response, right? The word of God says that it is God's glory to conceal a matter, but it is the glory and honor of kings to go after that. We have a responsibility to go after the missing things that are connected to our life, our purpose, our assignment. And God, we have to go after the gap, right? We have to find what will fill the gap. And Moses wanted to do just that. I want to ask some questions that are posed in this book. I think that they're really great questions to ask. First question is, would you like to know God and also know that you are walking in step with his will and his plan for your life? Now, a lot of people may say they already know, or they think they know, or they would like to know. We are doing a course in the Spiritual Growth Academy called Knowing the Voice of God. And currently the lessons that I've been teaching on within this course is knowing the will of God, not just knowing his will, but knowing his will for your life. It makes a difference between saying I go to church, saying I believe God, saying I serve God, but then knowing what God's will is for your life. That is a total conversation. That is a totally different level, because as you begin to specifically know the will of God for your life, you then have a responsibility to walk that out. That's the reason why I'm doing this series. I have a responsibility to teach and to explore intimacy with God with those that I am called to influence. Now, if you're a believer, your answer is more likely yes, right? Yes, of course I want to know God. Of course I want to know the plan for God. Of course I want to know whether or not I'm on that plan. But you and I may not be sure how to do this. This is super important. This is one of the main reasons why I built the Spiritual Growth Academy. This is one of the main reasons why I invested in creating my podcast, Life on a Podcast with Athena, my YouTube channel, The Steward, my wisdom platform that I'm on. It was because I understood that as I learn to obtain tools to have intimacy with God, as I learn to obtain tools to do and to know what I am to do on earth, I also understood that not everybody has access to those tools and or know how to get to them. So not all of us know how to do this. And it's sad that it is so assumed that just because we go to a Sunday service or we link into a virtual service that we are actually getting the fundamental tools to walk this thing called life out with God. And a lot of times there's a lot lost in translation. There's a lot taken out of context. And so I've learned to not assume that everybody knows and or has the tools. You may read your Bible, you may go to church, you may give your tithe, but you know very little about God's nature and his characteristics. Now, I'm going to raise my hand because before I went on this journey that started in 2018 and has continued now in 2022, I had very little knowledge about the nature of God, and I had very little knowledge about the characteristics of God. And so, I had a conflict of faith when I began to realize all of the areas where I was lacking in understanding and lacking in knowledge. Now, the Word of God says, out of all of your getting, get an understanding, right? It also says that God's people perish for a lack of knowledge. And so as I began to dig into who God was, who was the Holy Spirit, right? It took me on a journey. It took me on a journey of really identifying God's character and God's nature. How did I do that? Books, number one. One of the biggest ways God has dealt with me on my journey. Now, remember, everybody's journey is different. God is going to talk to you in a different way that speaks to you in your various seasons. But one of the ways that God would help me and assist me in giving me tools to get from one step to the other step was books. I would go on a journey with Holy Spirit, Barnes & Nobles. Shout out to Barnes & Nobles. I love Barnes & Nobles. I'm not sponsored by them, but I love Barnes & Nobles because it was a place where I would go and Holy Spirit would lead me to a book that would take me on a further, deeper journey with him as it pertained to where I was in my season. And so learning how to listen to God and let him lead you to the tools that you need for that season to get to your next is very important. However, it should not be assumed that we all know how to do that. Another way that I learned more and more about God's character and his nature was reading the Old Testament, because the Old Testament really gives you an insight. When you read it with the Holy Spirit and you prayerfully, you begin to learn God's nature, you begin to learn God's character. Why is this important? Because as you're going through life and as you're facing difficult things, as you're having to make decisions, the clarity and the direction that you need to know for sure only comes through knowing who God truly is, right? The enemy comes as an angel of light. And so if I don't know the character of God, if I don't know the nature of God, then I can easily be manipulated in the wrong direction. I pray this is making sense. I'm gonna try to knock this out. We're 30 minutes in. Let me keep going. Dr. Stanley goes on to say that you know that God loves you, yet we have not experienced the depths of his love intimately and personally. Now, when I read this, I was reminded of this experience that I had. I call it an awakening one of my prayer times with God, I was in prayer, and I had been hearing, in my spirit, emerald green, emeralds, jewels of emeralds. And so I had went on this journey with God in prayer, just really wanting to understand, God, what are you saying? I keep hearing that you're telling me that you have given me emeralds, but I didn't understand, because it was a mystery, right? There were pieces that were left out. And so it was purposefully that by God for me to really seek it out. And so I began to experience the depth and the love of God as he began to give me breadcrumbs to what he was actually saying. If you've listened to my wisdom talks, I can't tell you what episode it is, but there was an episode that I did where I talked about this experience with God, where he began to show me another level of my identity through my birthstones. Now, I'm not a big person on stones. I don't get into all of that. It's just not my thing. Whether it's New Age, whether it's not, I believe God made everything. And so I honor all of the things that God made. I love my diamonds. Those are right. But God began to talk to me through my birthstones. And the way that he did it was showing me that there were two birthstones that were linked to my time of birth. Time is important. You guys, we got to get this. Number and times and seasons are important to understand how God operates in character and in nature. The sons of Issachar operated through times and seasons. They knew how to move about the times and seasons. They knew how to make decisions on times and seasons. And because they applied themselves to knowing God through times and seasons and how to read how God moved through times and seasons, they led all whole tribes. We know that the sons of Issachar weren't a big tribe in the word of God, but because of the influence and the stature and the integrity and the character that they walked in under the guidance of God, whole tribes and nations followed their insight and their strategy. And so as I experienced learning these facets of my identity through stones and through times and seasons and the meaning of these two stones, I realized that I was in this love conversation with God, where he was loving on me to show me deeper parts of myself, deeper parts of who I am, deeper parts of my purpose, deeper parts of why I experience things that I have experienced in life, whether they were negative, whether they were positive, why I went through some harder things in my life that I went through with my brother and with my mother and with my father and with my daughter. And so as you begin to learn God's nature, and as you begin to really explore the true love of God, right, for yourself, you know, we talk about loving others as we love ourselves and loving others as God loves us. But unless we explore the true love of God for ourselves first, we can't really extend that type of love to another person, because we can't relate fully to it as we may think. I'm talking from my experience. We're going to church and being a Christian, right, or being a believer, you tend to think that because you carry that title and you walk in those circles, that you truly have developed these level of maturity or levels of maturity in these areas of the characteristic or the nature of God. Let me take it one step further. You tend to think by association that you develop the fruits of the Spirit because you associate with titles of being a part of the church or being a believer. But the reality is, unless we are truly in intimate relationship with God, it is impossible to develop true fruits of the Spirit. Let me keep on reading, because that's a whole nother conversation. Until you and I begin to understand his ways, a spiritual shade will remain closed in our life. There will be this fog until you truly get in a place that I've learned to get in with God. This is why I wrote the 1 hour quiet time with God. Until you learn how to get in this secret space with God. And it's different for all of us because everyone is in a different season. Every one of us is in a different season. Some of us are transitioning into new seasons. I'm super excited about this new season, this new transition that God is taking in my family into, where we're moving whole nations. Reason why I'm doing this destination podcast right now is San Francisco with the Golden Gate Bridge behind me, is because this is where it started for me and my family. This is where my ministry started. This is where some of the hardest trials of my life took place, is in this destination. But the fact that I can come on my podcast and have this conversation with all of you and be in my right mind with some of the things that I've experienced is only a testament to having true intimate and relationship with God. And until we do that, you, like me, may walk around in this continual spiritual shade, and it will affect our decisions. It will affect our growth. It will affect our clarity in different areas of our lives. You and I may know right from wrong in certain areas, but do you and I have the knowledge of why God wants us to live a certain way? Right? We may know that loving God and doing the right thing and having right conversations and being in right circles, those may be all great things, and we may do our best to be upstanding citizens in society, and we may do our best to do the right thing. That comes as a byproduct of saying that we love God, but that doesn't necessarily say that we know why God wants us to live a certain way. That we may not fully understand why others are able to do certain things and others are not. We may not understand why God may seemingly not be moving in our lives when it looks like he's moving in everyone else's life. We may get locked in this comparison mentality and begin to wonder, do we really know God for ourselves? That this is that spiritual fog. We may not know what motivates God. We may not know why God does what he does. We may not know why God responds or doesn't respond the way that he does if we're lacking intimacy. Dr. Stanley goes on to say, once you and I begin to understand the way God thinks and operates, you and I will understand better, and suddenly we will realize that our knowledge of God has deepened and our desire to please him has increased. This was huge. As I was coming out of 2018, going into 2019, I began to realize that a lot of the things that I struggled with that weren't pleasing to God, a lot of the bad, unhealthy habits, those things began to easily diminish as I focused on just knowing God, as I focused on just loving God for myself, as I focused on asking the Holy Spirit to teach me how to love God and how to serve God and how to desire the things of God and want to desire prayer and want to desire learning and growing. I began to learn that I needed to rely more on the Holy Spirit giving me the unction and the desire more so than trying to force myself. And the more that I went on this journey with learning about the Holy Spirit and learning about God and learning about myself, I began to realize that the things that I used to struggle with not doing, I no longer had the desire to do. Those things were kind of out of sight, out of mind. And as I began to look up, I began to really realize that my desire for God and the things of God truly did deepen. Doesn't mean that my struggle was over. It doesn't mean that I didn't still go through things. Doesn't mean that I still didn't have to lay things at God's feet. But it became 10 times easier to put things back at God's feet than it had prior to learning how to have true relationship with God. It was like a light. Charles Stanley says, it's like a light goes on inside of your heart and mind, and you realize that he loves you with an eternal love. This has been something really important in my journey with God. I was talking to my best friend, and we were talking about how we love each other's differences and how we have learned to honor and respect one another in the area of faith and belief because we believe different. we agree to disagree on many different things, but there is a love that has been established in our relationship that we don't dishonor one another because of how we may believe differently. And we began to talk a little bit more, and she began to share how she was disappointed with people from the church that when you share your truth, right, when you finally feel safe and comfortable to share your truth, give it all, put it all out there, that oftentimes you are shunned, you are rejected, you are turned away from, you are locked out of, right, you are segregated. And we began to have this dialogue, and she said, Athena, that's who your people are. Your people are those who are rejected because of their truth. Your people are those who aren't fully accepted because they're still in the midst of their journey, while everyone is, for some reason, certain demographics, right, are shunned because they're in the midst of their journey. And so I began to agree with her, and I began to say, you're absolutely right. And I truly believe that in this next season of my life, I'm only interested in walking with those who feel like they have been rejected, who feel like others have made them not feel good enough in terms of walking with God. Others have probably made them feel like they don't know God, or God hasn't called them, or God didn't tell them to do this or to go there or to do that. I'm called to that person who is rejected. I'm called to that person who seems to be shunned and segregated. And I'm excited about that demographic of people, because when you are rejected, if you can really hone in on that emotion, and if you can really explore all of the different things that emotion is rooted in, hugely in fear, but if you can explore all of the byproducts or the sub emotions of fear and of rejection, you begin to really do some deep-seated and deep-rooted work with God. It's nothing like getting kicked down and allowing God to walk you through why those negative interactions were necessary, why those disappointments were necessary, and how they are necessary for where you're going, and how they are necessary for why you're called to do what you're called to do. And even on a deeper level, why those interactions, as negative and as hurtful and harmful as they have been, how they were indirectly used to draw you closer to God. I'm talking from experience. I'm talking from experience. Charles Stanley goes on to say, over the years, and I even relate to this, that he's listened as people express their desires to understand how it works. I mean, people sell all kinds of stuff to teach others how God works through their eyes. And remember, it's all relative, right? We share from our experiences. We share from our different journeys. But I've had so many one-on-one mentoring sessions where people really wanted to understand an aspect of God based on a particular season that they were in their lives. And I thank God that I was able to speak into that through the Holy Spirit, but only because I had either experienced it or was walking through the various things that they posed to me. Many have said, if I only knew what you wanted me to do, I would have done it. Now, let me tell you something. That's an easy statement to say until it's actually time to do what God reveals and shows you that he wants you to do. Because a lot of times, I'm going to say all the time, most of the time, when God is asking you to do something, it is going to challenge you in some way. It is not going to be a thing that you're just going to want to roll over and be gung-ho and run off into the sunset and do. Let me tell you from experience, even this new season that I'm walking in, I've had to really get still to say, God, is this transition what I'm supposed to be doing? Is this journey, am I supposed to be on? Are you going with me if I decide to go? And I believe that I've gotten the green light to do so. So as we're trying to learn, and again, check out the Spiritual Growth Academy, get into the courses, allow yourself to hear the word of God from A to Z. Our courses are really about drawing people back to God and getting back to the basics and building a strong and firm foundation in many different topics that we may have been introduced to in our walk with Christ. One of our biggest courses that's almost fully completed is Foundations of Faith. It really takes you from A to Z on faith. It's easy for us to throw that word out, but if we had to really explain what faith is to us, a lot of times we may just have a scripture. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Or faith is me believing that God is going to do something I can't see. But what does it really look like to have a firm, founded understanding and knowledge of what faith is, how to apply faith, how to move in faith, how to develop your measure of faith? It goes deeper and it goes deeper, but it all starts with knowing the doctrine of Jesus Christ, the purpose of Jesus Christ, the walk of Jesus Christ as our Savior, to fully understand how to move in faith. Why? Because all of the acts that he did in faith and in obedience to hearing the voice of God. Let me wrap this up, y'all. Let me wrap this up because I want to release the prophetic word and get up off of here. Okay. Others have tried desperately to make sense out of tragic or challenging circumstances, only to come away feeling more alone. I want to talk to this people. You may have been going through some very hard seasons, and you may feel like you have been stripped from so many things. I want you to know that your answer is in an intimate relationship with God. Let me tell you from what I know. From what I know, I could give you so many stories of my life experiences and how challenging they have been to still say, I love God, to still say, I serve God, to still say, I'm on assignment from God. There have been so many opportunities because of challenging circumstances or tragic circumstances that I could have said, I'm done with this, I'm over this. But because of endurance, and that's only through God. I'm not saying that I had endurance of and of my own, but because I took the time for one whole year to really seek who God was for me and allowed that to continue to build, even continuously now, has been a reason why I have been able to walk through challenging things. One of them being my daughter, and I'm so proud and excited to say that my daughter has been home for months and she is working for our family's company and she's doing an amazing job. And it's a huge testimony of if you just endure and you believe God, even when it seems impossible, even when it seems like it isn't changing, even when it seems like you're powerless, even when it seems like you don't have the answer, you don't have the strategy, you don't have the tools, even when it seems like intercession and prayer isn't enough, even when it seems like encouraging words aren't good enough, if you just stay the course and believe that God will do what he says he will do, he will always come through for you. Let me tell you, I'm telling you from experience. Go back, listen to my story, listen to previous podcast episodes, go to my YouTube channel. I discuss it in detail because I live my testimony out loud. I don't give you the end. I walk through my testimony with my listeners. Often, this is because we are not truly seeking to know the Lord, but we are simply looking for relief from our emotional and mental stress and pain. And we know this to be true because mental health is such a big thing in this day and this time and in this age that we are looking for relief, right? We're looking for relief because it's hard, it's rough, it's tough. It's all of the things, right? That we dare not speak of. And so we find ourselves just truly looking for answers, right? We find ourselves truly looking for relief. We find ourselves truly looking for strategy, right? Some of us, if you have been like me, some of us, we just want an exit to the season, right? God, just show me how to get out of this season. God, I've had enough of this particular season. I understand that I'm supposed to get a lesson, but I just let me come back to this, right? Can I just pass on this season and allow it to come back around. And I believe that we are in a day and we are in a time now where we have to walk through the difficulty of our seasons. We have to learn how to develop a relationship with God that will keep us firm and keep us rooted in spite of what has to come and what has to go. Difficult and challenging circumstances, they have to come and they have to go. Unfortunately, tragic circumstances in a time that we live in, they are destined to come, but they also are destined to pass. God will reveal himself to you and I, but before he does, we must come to a point where we surrender to him. Let me tell y'all about surrender. Let me tell y'all about surrender. Surrender does not come without trust. They are a package deal. 2021 into 2022 was a huge journey of me learning how to surrender and trust God for my next, to learn how to surrender truly and trust God for my relationship with him, for my family. And let me say this, I truly learned this year in 2022 how to surrender and trust God for my sanity. There were so many dark times this year where suicide was a valid option. There were so many times this year where anxiety, right, and fear, and anxiousness, and all of these other diagnoses that could be applied with a pill or with an antidepressant, where they were relevant. But I thank God, because of relationship, come on somebody, because of relationship, I've learned to not just look for relief, but I've learned to go after the lesson, because I know that it is in the lesson that I can be prepared for my next. Y'all got to get this. It is about learning how to walk with God seasons. Your current season is trying to teach you something for your next. Your current season is trying to walk you through something for your next. Shout out to everyone who is on Facebook, all of your comments. I love you all. Thank you so much for jumping into the conversation. I'm trying to wrap this up. I really am, but I really feel so passionate about a lot that's being said here because I've been on both sides of the coin. And so this means that we desire to know God more than we desire to have our own way. When you get in this space where you truly begin to know God for yourself, and as a byproduct of that, you begin to know yourself, you begin to know who you are in Christ, you begin to change, your heart posture begins to change, your heart's desires begins to change to where you want to desire the things of God. David said this in Psalms. He said, teach me how to teach me your ways, right? Teach me your ways, Lord. I wanted to know God's ways. Why? Because he had spent so much time with God that he developed this level of intimacy with God. His family didn't like him, so he dealt with rejection. He was out defending helpless animals, so he dealt with fear. He learned how to overcome it. So when he asked God to teach me your ways, it was from a place of wanting to go deeper in the things of God. Check out Psalms 25, 4 through 5, also verse 9, verse 12, and verse 14. I love David and his story because through his relationship and through his intimate walk with God, he learned his own self-worth and value in the eyes of God. And so when the enemy came to him and tried to discourage him or tried to lie to him, he knew that even in the midst of some of his bad choices and mistakes, God loved him so much that he could take those things to God, be forgiven, and keep it moving. He also knew that even with some of the consequences, poor choices, that God would still walk with him. 139 says, David said, you know what I say before I say it. You know where I walk before I even step foot, right? You've seen me at my lowest point and you know where I am headed. Moses drew near to the Lord, and we must decide to do the same, no matter what it looks like. To refuse is to miss the awesome opportunity of knowing the infinite God of the universe. Y'all better get this. The infinite God of the universe. The God that is so vast, that has so many layers, that where you are is not your final destination. There is yet more. As you grow in God and as you learn more of God, you begin to experience more of life for yourself. I'm talking from experience. The secret to knowing God is not found in any other place than in an intimate and loving relationship with the Savior. Now, episode one of this introduction of Quiet Time with God Destination Series, episode one, we're really going to talk about intimacy. Because that word is hugely misunderstood in this day and time. That word has such a perverse connotation to it. I say this because when I was learning to know God for myself, and when I was learning relationship with God and relationship with the Holy Spirit, I had to deal with the word intimacy. And when the word intimacy continued to come up in my prayer time with God, it brought memories of being violated and sexually assaulted and sexually abused. And so I related intimacy with my trauma, and I had to walk through and walk that out by speaking things that I had never said out loud to God. I had to learn how to surrender and trust God to know the worst parts of me openly and verbally, even though it was just him and I. And so I pray that God will allow us to explore this word as we go into episode one. I'm excited about episode one because we're going to jump in intimacy, where it's episode one is titled Intimacy with God, an Essential Requirement. Intimacy with God, an Essential Requirement. Moses saw the burning bush and he was drawn to it. Within his heart was a growing passion to know the one true God. Likewise, Joshua and the angel of the Lord, hours before Israel was scheduled to march onto the city of Jericho, when he heard Moses tell of the first time he stood in God's presence. I love the story of Joshua. Joshua was another one who understood intimacy with God. He would remain in the tent of meeting, even though Moses went back to the people, and he remained in the presence of God. Why? Preparing for his next. Each one of the many people that we read in the Word of God who have had huge track records of having an intimate relationship with God points out their greater hunger and thirst to know God, not to move in ministry, not to build a business, not to get all of these followers and likes, not to be accepted by this circle and that circle. The ones who truly were trendsetters, who were truly apostles. They laid the groundwork. The ones who truly moved in power and in authority and with true mantles of God were the ones who were consistent in relationship with God. And we could list them: Moses, Daniel, David, Elisha, Joshua, Joseph, right? All of these mighty men of God and even women of God moved in relationship. We are wrapping up. We are closing it out. With deep emotion, David wrote, "As the deer pants for the water brooks, so my soul pants for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God." Psalms 42:1-2. And I'm going to close there. I pray y'all enjoyed this introduction episode to Quiet Time with God Destination Series, y'all. We are in San Francisco Treat at the Golden Gate Bridge. It is a beautiful day. Man, I could just sit here all day and just kind of meditate with God. But I am super excited. We are getting ready to launch this particular series again in Hawaii, y'all. In Hawaii, check me out. Next week, Thursday, the 18th, we will do our first episode on the topic of intimacy with God live from Hawaii. I'm excited for what God is doing and where God is taking me. I can't even explain my excitement. for what God is doing. So unexpected, makes no sense, blows my mind. Why me, right? How, the why, what, how, when, and where. But we are doing it. We are going. So join me, you guys. Join me. If you have not went over to my YouTube channel, it's under Athena Stewart. Go over so that you can be a part of the journey of this destination series. I'm not sure what the backdrop is going to look like, but it will be tropical and it will be beautiful. Check out the Wisdom platform. Check out the podcast, Life Unapologetic with Athena. This is one of the two platforms that I'm focusing on the most in this next season of my life, is continuing to build my podcast. This is what God had told me to do, and we get off course, but God gently brings us back. Also, check out the Spiritual Growth Academy. Membership is $5 a month. Can't beat that. I'm excited again about still working on building out my courses on that platform, courses that I know will bless so many in their walk with God. I have many different testimonies, even from my family, some of my family members who are part of the academy, on how they have grown deeper in their relationship with God as a result of the course material. So I know it's effective, and I'm grateful. People are getting rowdy and loud out here. It's time to go. It's time to go. But I love you all. Thank you, everybody on Facebook, everyone on Wisdom, on YouTube that have joined. I love you. I appreciate you. I appreciate your support. I appreciate how you always show up when I show up. There are those consistent followers, and I love you all so very much. Life Unapologetic with Athena listeners, listen, y'all. I pray that y'all love this podcast episode. Y'all have rocked out with me. I was looking at some of the analytics, and we are in different parts of the globe, and I'm grateful. I'm so grateful for that, because that means that the message is getting out far and wide, and that's the purpose, right? Purpose to get the message that you and I have out to those who need to hear it. We all have a different, assignment that ultimately is geared towards leading individuals back to God for themselves. We are living in a time where it is just, it's difficult, right? It's difficult. Life is hard. Life is challenging. And so we have to be the salt, and we have to be the light in the earth on whatever that looks like. It doesn't have to be super religious. You ain't got to be there with the tambourine, but whatever your message is, whatever that thing is that God has put in your heart, get out there, get it done, be about your Father's business. I love you all on my podcast. I'm going to wrap it up and close it out. I pray again that this has blessed you as much as it has blessed me. Bye now.